Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Without any preface, due to time factor, we just start discussing this beautiful hadith. We all have a situation in this world. People are not equal. Some people live in poverty, some people live in wealth. So there are wealthy people and there are poor people. Well, poor always want to become wealthy because he see at other side of life, the wealthy person's life as a blessing, and he has a lot of assets in his life, a lot of means of being happy in his life. Well, this is the assumption of the poor people. It is not necessarily correct. But anyways, there's a beautiful hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, إِنَّمَا فُرِضَ اللَّهُ السِّيَامِ لِيَسْتَوِي بِهِ الْغَنِيُّ وَالْفَقِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put fast on us, fasting on us. He ordered that we have to fast at least a month in the year, and he made it obligatory on us. What is the reason? إِنَّمَا فُرِضَ اللَّهُ السِّيَامِ لِيَسْتَوِي بِهِ الْغَنِيُّ وَالْفَقِيرِ. Allah wants to see ghani, means the wealthy person, and al-faqir, the poor person, in an equal situation. So especially those who are wealthy, they can understand what poor people are going through, what people are suffering through. And this is very important. I just remember a beautiful story from Imam Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam. Once a group of people came to visit Imam Kazim salamu alayhi at the door. When they knocked the door of house of Imam Kazim, servant of Imam came to the door and asked, "Who are you people?" They said, "We are the Shia of Ahlul Bayt. We are the Shia of Imam Kadhim." When they came in to see Imam, Imam said, "Did you guys call yourself Shia of us?" They said, "Yes, yes, yes, Imam Hassan. Yes, Imam Kadhim. We are your Shia." Imam said, Hold on. When you guys in your area, in your territory, in your state, in your city, village, where do you live? When one need something, can go and put his hand into the wealthy person's pocket and take what he need, or no?" They said, no, we don't have these kind of people. He replied, "We don't have these kind of established trust among us." Then Imam replied to them, "Then don't call yourself Shia. You are Muhib. You love us and you are good. You are still on good path. But still you are not Shia. You are not." Shia means trust. You have, as a Shia, we have to establish a relationship of trust, or trustworthy relationship among us, in a very high extent, in a very, 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 the most possible extent. So wealthy and poor, into the eyes of Islam, we have to be the same. We have to, especially those who are wealthy, they have to care about the poor people a lot. And this is the meaning of this hadith of Imam Sadiq salamu alayhi, where he says, "Innama furida Allahu siyam." Allah has made wajib salat on us, fasting on us. What is the reason? The reason is liyastavi bihil ghani wal faqir. Allah wants to see all the wealthy people and poor people. Sometimes they are same. So wealthy people can feel the pain and the problem and the issues of the poor people, and this is the main goal. Allah wants to see us in an equal way. If we are wealthy, we have to care about the poor, and this is the target and this is the goal of the basic teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam. إِنَّمَا فُرِضَ اللَّهُ السِّيَامِ لَيَسْتَوِي بِهِ الْغَنِيَ وَالْفَقِيرِ. Faqir and ghani has to be equal into the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد